Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Baskin and Phelps, where for the next few hours, we're going to sit back and play Northeast Ohio's favorite game. Who is number two?
That's not my favorite game.
And we're going to find out today when special guest star Kevin Stefanski joins us live from Berea, Ohio. We have all kinds of unanswered questions. Yes, we do. Oh, will Shedeur Sanders be the number two quarterback this week? Or will they bring an upstart, young guy off of the practice squad? Oh, yeah. How'd that come out? Very smooth. Yes.
Yeah, it really hit the point there.
We'll fix it in post.
Bailey Zappi, is he your guy? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Browns. Dylan Gabriel, your starting quarterback. Joe Flacco, now a member of the Cincinnati Bengals. Antonetti, both talked yesterday. We're going to have Chris. Who are we going to have on the show today, Jeff? I'll ask you.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things.
I feel the excitement. The energy level is exactly the same as mine today.
Chris Rose at 11:40.
Yes.
We'll talk a little baseball. We'll talk a little football. Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 12:05, where he'll shed some light on everything that happened yesterday with the big trade. And then Daryl Ryder will join us at 12:40. And you never know who might pop in from time to time.
Like Anthony Allant. He just pops in whenever he wants. Anthony, are you there? Watch to see if he pops in.
I will try not to pop in this time.
We don't care if you pop in. By just kind of give us a little bit of a heads up.
What? Why did you start the whole thing with who's your backup quarterback?
Who's your backup quarterback?
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
this is about Dylan Gabriel being the man and now having a clear path to perhaps becoming the franchise quarterback of this team. Allowing the Browns to use the 29th pick that they get from Jacksonville next year on a guard.
Will we see Deshaun Watson before we see Shedeur Sanders?
Isn't this more about Dylan Gabriel right now?
Jeff, no one seems to care about Dylan Gabriel.
Exactly right, Andy
Baskin. And that's the way
nobody
I think they like it.
Nobody likes the poor kid.
If they would not have, and I will go to the grave on this one, if they had not drafted Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round,
people would be embracing
Dylan Gabriel. They would be like, yes.
Give me a hug, little buddy.
Yes, he is the man that can lead us to victory. Yet every person in the world like, oh, they drafted that guy in the third round, and he is going to be a career backup.
You know, what they should do is, for Halloween, Joel Bitonio is Skipper.
Okay.
Dylan Gabriel is Gilligan.
Gilligan?
Hey, little buddy.
Mr. Howell? No?
That'd be Jimmy.
Oh, I'm not touching
Jimmy
this with
indeed.
A 10-foot pole. All right, Jeff, we're sitting here now, 24 hours? And by the way, Dan Menigan's here. Hi, good morning, Dan. How are you?
Hanging it.
You having a good day?
So far, so good.
All right, I just want to make sure. Are you good with what we're doing here so far? I just want to check in.
It's all up to snuff.
All right, good. 216-474-0092. Again, Jeff told you what we got coming up on the show today. Chris Rose, Kevin Stefanski's press conference at noon, Daryl Ryder at 12:40, and Dylan Gabriel all expected to speak today.
Yeah, I did all
from
that.
Berea. I know. I'm
you just
reiterating.
That's called teasing. It's really well
done. Yes, it's total reiteration.
It's a way to lay it out.
Yeah, I'm glad. This
really
is
good.
14 years of this. Jeff, we sit here today.
Andy.
The Browns traded Joe Flacco to Cincinnati less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Has it sunk in?
Yeah.
And you now think what?
Good.
This is some deep Mensa analysis you're giving me, brother.
Hey, Andy, I come off as nothing but a bad guy on this. I thought it was a bad idea to sign Joe in the first place. Then I thought it was a worse idea that he ended up as the starting quarterback.
If they wouldn't have brought Kenny in first, would it have been a bad idea?
Not as bad. I just don't. And Joe will have some games down in Cincinnati. I don't think Joe's as good as he used to be. I don't mean that in any bad way. I'm paid to sit here and not blow smoke up his wazoo. I'm here to say what I'm think about it. I don't think he's a very good quarterback anymore. He can throw really well, but that doesn't make you a good quarterback.
That means if you want to go to the fair and you want to have him throw it through the tire, you're in good shape.
Knock down the three bottles.
Yeah. No, that's a softball, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but same deal.
No, you got to throw the football through the tire.
I'll bet you he has some really nice games in Cincinnati, and I'll bet you they don't make the playoffs. You know, and that's okay.
That's if. Well, what if Burrow comes back at the end of the season? You think they'll have enough games?
If
they need him to be a Band-Aid to get them to within a chance of still being able to make the playoffs.
Yeah, the word out of Cincy is the only way Joe is coming back is if when he gets to the point where he might be healthy enough that they have a chance. He's not going to come back if, you know, they're like...
If they're out of it?
5-9, something like that, you know? And it's not going to be until very late in the season anyway. So, but I wish Joe nothing but the best of luck there. I again, if you were going to bail on Joe so fast, after bailing on Kenny Pickett before he even played it down, then what the hell were you really doing?
I don't understand. I'm in the same boat.
I don't get it.
What were they trying to do?
I don't get it. Collect fifth-round draft choices? Great. What are you going to do with those? Good. Is Jamari Thrash available? Let's bring him in again. Nothing against Jamari. He might become a great player. I don't quite get it.
Does this move make the front office look indecisive? I'll use that word. I'll be gentle.
I'm puzzled by what they're doing, to be honest. I truly think of the guys here, at least at this early point of the season, in theory, anyway, okay? Might not be in reality because Joe didn't play real well here and they didn't play real well with Joe. In theory, the two guys who gave this team the best chance to actually win football games this year
are no longer here.
That now, Dylan might step in and become really, really good. Dylan might get hurt and Shadur might start and he might be really, really good. And if so, great on either one of those guys. I don't care which one it is. If one of those guys, if Bailey Zappe can step in and become really good and they win football games, great. But in theory, the two guys who gave them the best chance to win, especially early on, got dealt away for fifth-round draft choices.
Well, maybe they can get Zappe in for a couple games and get another fifth-round choice. We would have all kinds of. I mean, we're almost. If you had three fifth round choices and two first round choices, that's a full house, isn't it?
You could draft a kicker and a punter and a long snapper. In the fifth round, you can get a good one in the fifth.
Jeff, do we think Bailey Zappe is going to be the backup this week?
Let me make sure I say this the right way.
I probably shouldn't say we. Do you?
I think there's a really good chance he could be. And it's for this reason and this reason only. Stuff that we've read said that if and when Shadur Sanders' chance to start this year comes, they will do it during a full week. In other words, if Dylan Gabriel were to get hurt, the last thing they want to do is, at least this is the way I'm interpreting it, the last thing they want to do is throw Shadur on the football field without a chance to get the first team reps in practice, without a chance to get as much preparation in as he can for that game. In other words, what does that do? They're trying, if that's the case and he has to play, they want to try and maximize his potential for success. Well, that's commendable, Andy. That's commendable. If you make the kid the second quarterback now and he didn't take any first team reps and something happens to Gabriel and Shadur goes in and hasn't had proper preparation time for a rookie who they probably didn't think as highly of as Dylan Gabriel because they drafted him two rounds later, well, then that might be doing him and the rest of the team a disservice. So that's why if they name Bailey Zappe the second string quarterback, I would get it. And if something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel and Dylan, like on a Sunday, and Zappe came in and played and was okay, and just okay, I would expect Shedeur Sanders to be the starting quarterback for the next game. In fact, I would hope that he would be.
All right,
if, so if they deem him ready.
I'm trying to follow along here with what you're saying.
And Dylan Gabriel as well. Maximize their potential for success. And that's why first-team quarterbacks get all the reps. So Dylan Gabriel's going to get all the reps this week. And I almost think it would be unfair to Shedeur to make him the second-string quarterback after he doesn't get any reps to get ready to go to Pittsburgh and play a game if something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel and he and Shedeur had to go on the football field not as prepared as the Browns would like him to be. If all that's true. Now, that said, they could name him the second-string quarterback and just go for it.
What do you think they're going to do then? I think you're right. I don't know if it was both of you guys said this before, but I think Bailey Zappe is going to be the backup quarterback this week.
I think he is,
because
too.
He's got, what, 12 starts in the NFL. He's had some playing time for a young guy. Nine starts, played in 15 games.
How's that? He's played more than the other quarterbacks combined, including preseason games. Let's keep in mind, though, if what we've read and have heard about is true, that if Shedeur were to, if something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel, either he didn't play well or he got hurt, I would hope that Shedeur was ready enough that they would say he's going to start next week and they would give him all the reps and let's see what he can do.
But you believe this based on the fact that they want to give him a full week to get ready for any team he's going to play?
No, it's maximize his ability to succeed. That's what I think. And I commend them for that, if that's what's going on. And with Dylan Gabriel, all right, you gave Joe a chance. It didn't work. Dylan, you played 6 years of college football. You played in the preseason. You've watched Joe a little bit. You've been in the meeting rooms. Let's go.
Does Gabriel get to approach this as a rookie, or does he approach this as a third-round draft pick?
Oh, no, he's a
who's
rookie.
Got an opportunity to go out there? Because if he's a rookie, you may have a lot more patience if he starts making mistakes.
Yeah, well,
and you're willing to fight through those, even if it means getting blown out, even if it means losing, all of those things that you have put yourself in a position to let Gabriel be the quarterback at this point.
Yeah, well, and here's the
other. And truthfully, forgetting about who the number two is or who the emergency is or whether Bailey Zappi's on the roster or Sanders is on the roster, that the guy they wanted in the draft, at least in the third round.
Yeah, there you go. Good caveat.
Is the guy you want to stick with. In fact, you probably were pushing this agenda the entire time Joe Flacco was here.
In New York, Jackson Dart was named the starter and Russell Wilson went to the bench. On the bench in New York, they have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. If it doesn't go well for Jackson Dart and they think he needs to step back a little bit, you can go play Russell Wilson. He threw for 450 yards a couple weeks ago. You can go play Jameis. We know what he can do. They can play. If it doesn't go well with Dylan Gabriel, give me a better option. He's in Cincinnati now.
Yeah.
If you liked it.
Unless you think it's Bailey Zappe.
He's in Vegas now. So that's why I think Dylan Gabriel is going to get a long run here, Andy.
All right, we're going to find.
And at this point, he should.
Well, the way they put this, the way they've laid this out, you're right. The way everything seems to have come together here as we head into another week for a 1-4 team, desperately trying to find some sort of identity going into the Lions' Den this week in Pittsburgh, coming off a couple weeks ago. Which one?
Ford Field? The Lions' Den?
No, this is a different one.
This is the Steel Den.
Where are you going?
Dan got it. He gave me a rip shot.
They going into the smelter? What is it? What is it? Were they?
It's going into the blast furnace.
Okay, he's going into the blast furnace. Furnace miner. Going into the blast furnace.
There you go.
At Pittsburgh, you're throwing the rookie in for his second start, and here we sit asking the question. Who is the number two quarterback
on
this team? Yeah, I'm asking. I want to know.
Kevin,
should Shedeur Sanders be the number two this week? It's not that hard. He'll tell us.
Let's wait for Kevin.
How should this play out? What does it say if he is? What does it say if he isn't?
Oh, my God.
216-474-0092, Baskin and Phillips, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I did tell you the story about the Heimlich and... That happened to me actually once.
Okay.
Do you want the story or
no? No, not now.
Why not? Who cares? It's 10:20. Who cares? Who cares? Great story.
Maybe fearless
caught,
later.
I had a peanut caught in my throat. I've told you this story before. You've heard this story. I was at the famous road, bar on Lee Road. Cleveland Heights used to go. A lot of people would go there. They've changed names. The famous Andy Gibb from the Greater Cleveland Police Department, who I went to high school with, saw me turning blue, stepped behind me, stepped out. Hit me. Boom. Phew, peanut across the room. Saved my life. Thank you, Andy Gibb. Thank you. Not the singer, Andy Gibb.
He just wanted to be your everything.
If you knew him, you would never say that. I just want you to know that. You'd be, well, I'll leave it for another day. Jeff, where are they with this quarterback situation then?
What do you mean where they are?
We went through weeks of trying to figure out who it was going to be. We're sitting here talking about four guys, right? We're sitting here talking about Pickett. We were sitting here talking about Flacco. We're sitting here talking about Gabriel. We're sitting here talking about Sanders over and over and over. And somewhere lurking in the shadows is Deshaun Watson, rehab, waiting to hear what's going on. All of a sudden, before the season starts, Pickett, gone, Vegas.
Viva.
They get into the season, 1-3 start, Flacco. Gone. Cincinnati after 1-4 when they decided to bring Gabriel in. Now, it's funny because a lot of people keep asking me, do you think Flacco asked for a trade? I actually don't think he did. I think he's...
According to Mary Kay Cabot, he did not, but he was all in favor of it.
Why wouldn't you be? I'd want to play.
Of course.
I don't blame him.
He's 40 years old, man. Time's running out.
I also was super impressed yesterday with everyone that called in immediately following because it happened in the last hour of our show. At 216-474-0092, people were like, thank you, Joe. We appreciate the time you had here. And we appreciate the little
really
gift we had when
ago.
He was here.
It was really fun.
And maybe, who knows what would have happened if they would have brought him back last year and had a competition between him and Deshaun. But you knew that wasn't happening based on the paycheck. There was no way that was happening. So now you're sitting here with Dylan Gabriel as your starting quarterback.
Yep, and I would assume he's your starting quarterback unless he fails miserably.
Until further notice.
Or gets hurt. And until they draft a guy next year.
Until further notice this year.
I would think so. Let's put it this way. This is not about Sanders. If Dylan Gabriel plays well, why would you ever make a move?
You wouldn't.
Right.
Would you draft somebody? That's the question.
Darn right. Unless he's phenomenal. He has a chance. You know what he has a chance to do? He has a chance to do what Russell Wilson did in Seattle, which is go out and... show, hey, yeah, I mean, the storyline is similar. I am a smaller quarterback. Nobody thought a whole lot of me. Third round. I went to, finished up my final year at a different school because Russ was at NC State and then went to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks he went to Wisconsin, but he was really at NC State forever.
Right.
Dylan was everywhere but Oregon, except for 1 year. It's a real similar story. They both dropped to the third round. Probably deservedly so, but that doesn't mean they can't play. And so he'll get a chance to go out and try and win the job.
Wait, why do you say deservedly so on the third round? Why? Why do you think that he deserved to be drafted in the third round? Is that what you just said?
Because if they thought he deserved to be drafted in the first, he would have. See, I mean, it's real clear when it comes to this NFL stuff, Andy, with few exceptions.
2 inches taller, he's a first rounder. I think it's a height thing more than anything.
I'd say 5 inches taller. I mean, 2 inches taller, Andy, he might be 6 foot.
6'1"? 6'1" might get him there.
If yeah, he was, all right, if so it was that close, means yeah. he's got to grow 3 or 4 inches.
I don't have a tape measure.
He's not a real tall guy. It doesn't mean he can't play, but he has a chance. He has a chance to do what Russell Wilson did in Seattle, which is go win a job. I hope he does. If he doesn't, I hope Sanders does. I would be shocked if one of these guys shows enough the rest of the way to keep them from drafting a quarterback next year. I would be shocked, but I sure hope it happens.
So they decide to trade Flacco yesterday. I hate doing this, but grade it. Like, the Browns end up picking up a 5th-round pick. Flacco and a 6 go to Cincinnati. I do have an inherent problem with trading with Baltimore, Cincinnati, or Pittsburgh. I'm not a fan of it.
Did I read correctly? First trade ever between the Bengals and the Browns.
Might be.
I saw that. It's stunning, stunning to me.
I don't think Paul Brown ever would have done it.
No.
How would you grade it? What would you say? Off the top of your head, if someone just said to you, Jeff, you know, on the surface.
If I'm not mistaken, when we were on the phone, I said I'd give the Browns a B- and I'd give the Bengals a C.
The Browns
weren't going to play Joe. At this point, Joe was an insurance policy, and I thought if Dylan got hurt, Joe would go back into the game. But now you can use Bailey Zappe in that same role and then get Shadur ready if something happens with Dylan or if he doesn't play very well. So you do have options. What you don't have are options that make you think, yeah, this will help us win football games. What you have are options, including Dylan, that are like, well, let's see what we have. Let's see what we have is usually not conducive with winning football games. Can be. I hope it is.
I look at this trade from yesterday, and Dan, tell me if this word works. I think if I was not sitting in Northeast Ohio and hadn't really followed the Browns my entire life, I would go, I'd be like, meh. It's a meh trade across the NFL. You're like, Cleveland wasn't really going to use him. They've got 2 rookie quarterbacks. They're probably going to draft a quarterback next year. Cincinnati's in trouble because they've got their starting quarterbacks hurt. They got a season-old veteran they're going to bring in to try to help them. They've got good wide receivers. They tried to upgrade their defense a little bit. Cincinnati's probably on life support for this season because Joe Burrow's hurt. This guy might give them a chance. It's meh. Like, the trade to me is, if you were sitting outside of here.
Grade?
Yeah, that would be a grade.
Is there a meh? I never got a meh.
Well, you didn't go to Heights.
They're called C's.
Yeah.
Especially the C-.
That's a great line.
C- is essentially the meh grade. Trust me, I got a lot of them.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is. So nationally, it's a meh trade. Here, I think you're saying, well, they picked up a 5th-round pick. What have they really done with 5th-round picks? That's not really a good deal. I do want to see these young guys. I want to see the young quarterbacks playing. We have 1 win. We're giving games away. Everything's trending towards next season. So let's give these 2 young guys a shot. Although I don't know if they're giving 2 young guys a shot. And I got to tell you, if you're a Shadur Sanders fan and you find out that Bailey Zappe has been activated off of the practice squad to jump him to become the number 2 quarterback, because he does have 9 NFL starts and he does have, what, 12 touchdowns in 3 years? You're going to be furious this afternoon. Shadur Sanders fans will not be happy. They're already not happy.
All right, why are you fanning the flames?
Because I'm interested to see what he looks like. That's why.
Well, how about seeing what Dylan Gabriel looks like? They clearly like Dylan more because they drafted him 2 rounds, 50 picks sooner.
Yeah, I get it.
So let's see what the kid looks like. If he stinks, then go to Shadur.
I'm just telling you, at some point...
We haven't seen Dylan Gabriel.
Because I just don't think... I'm intrigued by the fact that
you're
people thought...
You're intrigued by the hype. You're buying every bit of it.
I'm intrigued by the fact that people thought that he might have been higher than a 5th-round pick. I'm intrigued by that. Well, Doesn't mean I'm in love with it.
What was the reality? Doesn't mean he
got drafted
again,
in the 5th round.
Doesn't mean he can't play. Doesn't mean he can't play.
I am wondering what Shadur Sanders is going to look like in the NFL.
I'm wondering what Dylan Gabriel is going to look like.
I am too.
And then I'm hoping we get to see Shadur
The best part would have been...
I want him to have 2 quarterbacks, not just 1.
To not have both guys on the roster. Well, like, I'm still going back trying to figure out, why do we have both of these guys on the roster? Why? Now...
You know why?
Because they didn't know what they were doing.
No, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Getting towards next year?
Hello. Welcome.
But they made that decision all on draft day.
When they traded down from number two, they told you all you needed to know. Hmm? They picked up two quarterbacks and they're going to, or two picks, and they're going to draft a quarterback next year in what's considered a much better quarterback draft than the one we just had.
So,
they laid it out for us.
I actually think they're throwing darts at a dartboard. You may think that. I don't. I don't think this is thought out as maybe you think it is.
As soon as they traded out of number two, Andy, that's exactly what they were doing.
If you ask me what I grade yesterday, I think the Browns are incomplete and meh based on that. Cincinnati got a C. That's what I think. Dan?
My grades for this trade are sure, why not for the Bengals, call me in April for the Browns. That's
same
exactly
thing.
How I feel.
Right? Same
sure,
thing. Incomplete.
Not? Call me in April. That's it. And guys, we're really overthinking this. We're really putting too much thought.
Have 4 hours.
Well, that's valid. When you fix things in life, they always tell you anytime you fix something, fix the simplest thing first and then work your way to more complicated.
Quarterback is not fixed on this team.
No. But hang with me when I say that.
Okay.
We used to always call it start stupid. Start with the stupidest thing that you can goof up and go from there. In other words, the easiest solution probably is the solution. I think the Shedeur Sanders thing falls under that exact same scenario. He was the highest graded player on their board. He was there in the fifth round. All right, we'll follow our board. Done. I don't think there's some mass conspiracy. I don't think there's some mass thought that took place. I think it's just that simple.
I think you're right, too. There was no thinking, because why would you take another quarterback if you thought the initial game plan, once you traded out of that number two overall pick, was to pick a quarterback next year?
Yeah.
You know
it
why?
Made no
because
sense to draft another quarterback this year.
It did.
You can say it till you're blue in the face. It didn't make any sense. Why?
Quarterbacks are currency in the NFL. If you have one, you can trade them and get better money. I mean, when Washington took RG3, we all thought they were morons when they turned around and took Kirk Cousins in the fourth round. Well, what happened?
Well, we know. The owner wanted one player, and
third got hurt.
Yeah, but
Kirk Cousins became a very viable NFL quarterback.
But if you talk to anybody that was there at the time, they'll tell you the owner wanted one, general manager wanted a different, and there you go. Dan Snyder was the big reason why all that went the way it went.
Well, guess what? Thank God for them, they did, because they ended up with a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins for a while, and then he goes to Minnesota. It worked, Andy.
Occam's razor. Sometimes the easiest solution, just the solution.
Troy Aikman, Steve Walsh in Dallas. They brought in Walsh.
One example.
And guess
one
what?
One example.
Joe Montana, Steve Young.
216-474-0092. 216.
Matt Hasselbeck in Green Bay.
216-474-0092.
Mark Brunell in Green Bay.
Just keep reading off lists through the
Well, I'm just telling you why you draft two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I just don't, but not in this scenario. Look, I'm just telling you, it didn't make sense to me to draft that second quarterback if you 100% thought that you were going to go back and draft another quarterback next year with your two first-round picks. Like, this whole thing feels like it's been a mess. Some people think it was like 100% planned out. I don't know, man. I just feel like they're throwing darts at a dartboard. 216-474-0090.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
YouTube Basket of Phelps.
Only a matter of time, Andy.
So much sarcasm.
We might get deemed YouTube worthy at some point, but by God, we're not yet.
Let's be honest. We were the first ones that...
Give it time.
Never mind.
First week here, we should be on TV. Let's do this on TV.
Jeff, that was 14 years ago, man. That's an old idea. You and your old ideas. Stop it.
Yep.
All right, Browns trade Joe Flacco. Let's get everyone back up to speed.
Oh, good.
Less than 24 hours ago, you've had time to let it digest. We kind of graded it out last segment. We graded it out. I was like, meh. You were like, meh. You were like, eh. Fair.
I do find it interesting that they've left the quarterback position with two rookies and a Bailey Zappe. I do find that interesting. That doesn't scream, let's go out and kick some butt and win the division. Maybe it will. You know, maybe Dylan's really good. Maybe it turns out that he's fine. I found this interesting. You said grade the trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Gilberto Manzano from Sports Illustrated gave the Bengals a D on the trade.
Why? Because they gave up a fifth-round pick?
No, because he doesn't think Joe can play. And he gave the Browns an A.
Because he thinks that Joe Flacco can't play.
Correct. And he thinks the Browns did themselves a service by getting a look at the young guys, knowing that they're going to take a quarterback next year.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this thing all plays out. I want your feedback. I want everybody. I want 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. And I'm also going to leave you with this question. At noon, Kevin Stefanski speaks from Berea.
Yeah.
The question is, who is the number two quarterback? And if you want to see Shedeur Sanders and you hear Bailey Zappe's name, I'm just curious what your emotions will be. Fred in Maple Heights. Hi, Fred.
Home of the Mustangs.
I do something wrong?
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate you being with us.
Oh, Fred, you got to be there. Fred, you there?
Nope.
Fred, you're locked.
Fred. Hi, Fred.
I'm going to put Fred on hold.
You're a nice guy.
Bill is in Parma. Bill, are you there?
Hi, Bill.
Well, I hope to do better than Fred.
You know, Fred didn't say anything wrong. I'll say that.
Listen, there's days I wish that was the case for me. I agree with you guys. I don't know. I've never known what the plan is with this organization. Just on Monday, I got to see Trevor Lawrence finally playing for a team. And I've had blowback that, oh, Trevor Lawrence's quarterback rating is all not that good. And, you know, well, you know, the team is, what, 4-1. And
looked pretty good, didn't he? Looked pretty good.
I thought he did. I thought he did, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You know, I think what happens with these guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you get into a losing mentality, which he was in for 4 years and just getting the heck beat out of you, it takes a while to get into a winning mentality. And I saw that in him the other night. And that was it. And that's not even 1 year. And so this organization has had all this time, and I'm going to be picky here and please bear with me, but we did not need a defensive tackle this year. The Jets, the worst team ever, the Jets drafted a tackle from my alma mater, but this Membo is the real deal. And they're saying that he's probably maybe even all pro this year. And why? I mean, we needed offensive linemen. And so there's that. Third round, you go get a quarterback. Why? I mean, there's all pros that come out of the third round. Fifth round, we get a guy
But rarely a quarterback, Bill, right?
I have a lot of trouble finding reason to complain about Mason Graham. If they felt he was the best player on the board, he's living up to the expectations.
Well, my question is, I don't think he was the best player on the board.
Well, he's playing pretty damn good right now.
All right.
I can't sit here. There are so many things wrong with this team. That's front true. Four of the Browns defense is about the last thing I'm going to complain about. I'm just saying.
Well, but you know, when one person over here is driving a Ferrari, and that's the defense, and the other ones is driving a broken down Volkswagen, and that's the offense, I think you spend more time looking what you need on the offense. That's what I've seen with this. But going forward is, why do we stick with this administration and also Stefanski? Like today, no one will ask Stefanski, you're developing a young quarterback. You didn't even try to go down the field at the end. I guarantee you nobody will ask him that.
He was asked about his fourth quarter play calling the other day. I heard it. It was yesterday, wasn't it? He was asked. There was a couple people that didn't go to the game that had asked him about it. So not exactly the way you phrased it, but I thought he was asked.
Well, they always ask him, "Are you upset that you lost the other day?" Well, I mean, that's what I was saying. What do you think about the weather? These are the questions that he usually gets. I want to see them asking questions like, you know, how are you going to develop this quarterback differently than the last ones? And if this is a 5'11" quarterback, you know, help us understand what's going on here with his development. But, you know, I guess that's gotcha. What I'm about.
Hey, no, we're good. Thanks, Bo. I appreciate it. All right.
Keep in mind, it was one game with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. It was his first game ever. I didn't think it was conservative.
But yeah. let's see what happens moving forward.
It felt like we didn't play to win. All right, I'm gonna give Fred one more shot because I want to hear what he has to say. Fred, tell me you're there, man. All right, I gotta let you go. It sucks. I really did want to hear what you had to say. No, I locked myself out. Kyle is in Cleveland. Hi, Kyle.
Now you got Fred and Kyle punched.
How
up
did
together.
I lock these guys on the phone lines? What's wrong with me, Kyle? You there?
Where do we start?
Is this me?
I think it's you. I think we need to call an adult.
All right,
we need to get an adult.
Call it up. Call it up then. I don't think Fred's there. That's the first part of it. All right, there we go. Now we've reset.
And you got rid of Kyle. Hey, Kyle, call back in.
All right, here we go. Jeff in Lyndhurst. Now, are you there?
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
This is my first day with these phones, so sorry. You got to bear with me.
All right. I think we're going to see Watson back. If you remember when Haslam said it was a big swing and a miss, to my knowledge, he never said if it was strike one, strike two, or strike three. So I think
I think we'll see
Watson back. Like I said, he never said which strike it was. And maybe we should give him a chance and see what he's going to do. Personally, I would have given Flacco one more game. But what say you?
Well, they're going to give Flacco another game. It'll be down on the river. It's great.
Yuck, yuck.
We'll see him one more time. He's right. He never did say what pitch it was. It was a swing and a miss. It was only one pitch.
The one thought here is this. If Deshaun Watson actually is deemed healthy enough to play football again, and Dylan Gabriel hasn't played really well, let's just say that, okay? How do you not put Deshaun back on the field? How do you not?
You're looking at the wrong guy. I've been saying for a year he's going to play.
How would you put Shadur in before Deshaun if Deshaun was healthy and ready to play? You can't. I don't think you can. I think they would, if he's good to go and whoever's playing quarterback isn't doing a good job, I would think you're going to do that. I would think he's going to play. But we'll see. He has to clear the health hurdle first.
One guy brings a level of excitement to your team, and the other guy is probably the only thing your entire fan base agrees on right now. That's the difference.
They're about 75 million other differences too.
Yeah, but I think the mutual hatred and blowback that you're going to get back from putting Deshaun Watson back on the field from your fan base, at least if you put Dylan Gabriel out there, you could sell hope. You could sell a rookie quarterback. You could sell the fact that it might point up. You could sell the fact that it might look better. You put Shadur Sanders out there.
You could sell
the fact that it might look better. You could sell the fact that all of these things. You put Deshaun Watson out there, there's no hope.
The one thing I said was this. If Dylan's not playing well, you guys didn't hear that.
No, I heard you say it.
If Dylan's playing well and Deshaun's deemed healthy, you don't make a move. But if you don't have good quarterback play and Deshaun Watson is sitting there,
Jeff, there's a part of me that thinks if Deshaun is healthy, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
He's going to be
the guy. If he's healthy and they think he can play, I don't know if that means I'm fighting with myself to say if it makes you think they could win rather than play. I don't know which. I'm torn on that.
All right. I'm not saying this is anything great, by the way. Okay. We just know how this team has played. And by the way, until last year, Kevin Stefanski's record in Cleveland was, he didn't have a terrible season. Now he had two losing seasons. Last year was awful. But Deshaun's record as a starting quarterback here is 9 wins and 10 losses. And part of that was last year, you know, when the team wasn't good and he was 1-6. But, you know, Deshaun has actually won some games here. I'm not defending Deshaun, and I don't think he's done a good job here at all. But if he's healthy and they don't have good quarterback play, you better be ready for number 4 back there at quarterback.
Who are you expecting Kevin Stefanski to say is the number two quarterback going into Sunday? We're going to find that out at noon. Is it Bailey Zappe or is it going to be Shedeur Sanders? And I know I'm talking about the number two quarterback, but I'm scared to even open the phone lines after the press conference if Shedeur is not number two. That's my personal thought. 216-474-0092, Baskin Info.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.